Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
And it shoots and scores! Tomas Hurdle hits the jackpot!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Scores! Logan Couture wins it in overtime!
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Another face-off to the right side of Blackwood. Net is empty to our right. Winnipeg trying to tie the score. Off the face-off, Jets win it again. This is trouble. Ehlers throws it back to the point. And Morrissey, the shot deflected. I think Granlund got that with his skate. But the rebound as the clock continues to tick. Winnipeg's got it. 14 seconds remaining in the game. They pressure the Sharks here. Behind the net, Scheifele, bodied up by Ferraro. Chip free. Morrissey jumps in from the point. He holds it. He gives it. Gets it back. Takes the shot. Deflected wide by Cunning. 2 seconds to play. Sharks clear, and they're going to win. And Luke Cunning just made the save of the game by blocking that shot on the attempt on the left side by Morrissey. And check out all the Sharks coming out to not only help Cunning to his feet, but put their arms around him in celebration. While another group heads over to Mackenzie Blackwood to celebrate that great save on Scheifele. The Sharks win 2-1.
A lot, and I think we've kind of been building towards this for a while now. You know, I think we were 2-0-1 on the homestand before we were left on our trip, and just been chipping away at it, you know. And, you know, we've really had two seasons. We had the start, and then ever since then, we've kind of turned things around. And, you know, I give our players and our leadership group a ton of credit. Slowly digging ourselves out of a hole, doing it in different ways. You know, we've been winning games, high-scoring games, but tonight we had to win a 2-1 hockey game. And this is a very hard game to play. You want a 12-day road trip, and you come home, and you're tired, and now you got to turn around and play a really good hockey team, and that is a very good hockey team. And just, you know, I loved our start. And we came out, we were flying for the first 10, 12 minutes, and I thought we got a little sloppy, cheated a little bit, didn't really defend as much as well as we needed to. And you could see us getting a little bit tired as that game went on, and just found a way, and that's what you have to do.
All right, what is happening, everyone? Good morning. You're waking up winners once again with the San Jose Sharks, who are winning at home consistently. They are not messing around, guys. I mean, if we go back to the start of this winning time after they lost their first 11 of the season, if we look at their home games, they beat Philadelphia, beat the Oilers, lost to Florida, then beat St. Louis. That was 3 out of 4. And so that's a 3-1 record. Then they lost to the Canadiens in a shootout. So that's 3-1-1. Then they beat Vancouver 4-1-1. Then they beat the Caps 5-1-1. They go out on a 3-2-1 road trip, and then they get this win. They are now 6-1-1 at home in their last 8 home games. And if we look back at the standings throughout all of last year, I want to say there were only 8 home wins. So we are watching a team change before our very eyes. And what's crazy is the Sharks only find themselves 7 points out of a playoff spot when the night comes to an end. And I'm not trying to get ahead of myself in any way, shape, or form, but we flash back just a little bit over a month ago, and people are talking about the Sharks being the worst team of all time after that 0-11 start, which was capped with 2 games, which they gave up a 10 spot. And since that point, the Sharks have been a pretty respectable team. They have been playing some pretty good hockey. And what's wild is it's like they keep on getting better over that stretch. Like, they're not just winning, but the wins are coming more and more frequently. And we're at a stretch right now where the Sharks are now 9-8-1 since they did go out there and get that first win of the year, which is .500 hockey, which is nothing to be, you know, angry about in the slightest. And then we can look even more on the short term and see what's happened really since another one of those turning point losses, which was the game against Seattle, in my opinion. They had a shootout loss to Montreal. They had a 4-3 win over Vancouver. They had a 2-1 win over the Caps. They lost to Boston 3-0. Then they beat New Jersey 6-3, lost to the Rangers 6-5, beat the Islanders 5-4, beat Detroit 6-5, lost to Vegas 5-4 in a shootout, so they got a point there. And then they got the 2-1 win last night against Winnipeg. And that makes them 6-3-2 since that point. So the fact of the matter is the Sharks have been playing some pretty good hockey. 6-3-2, I'm not going to argue with for an 11-game stretch. But now I'm looking at the fact that they have the ability to go out onto the road by playing Arizona and Colorado, where I think to myself, is it completely out of the question to think that they could have a 500 road trip coming up? And I think that the answer ultimately is going to be no. I mean, Arizona is a 500 team, 13 wins, 13 losses, two overtime losses on the year. They're at 28 points. San Jose Sharks right now, by the way, have moved ahead of Anaheim. They've got 21 points to Anaheim's 20. They are 9-17-3, and they're only 4 points back of Seattle, and they keep on climbing. So, you know, this is really a fascinating season to watch. And I think that, you know, David Quinn's quote coming in talking about there being two different seasons that the Sharks have been a part of, it's very much the reality of what they've done overall. I mean, they've just continued to be better. And let's talk about this as well. The Sharks now are 6-6-2 at home. That is considerably better than Anaheim, 5-10-0. That is considerably better than the Kraken at 5-8-2. That's in line with Calgary, who are 6-6-1. Even LA, who has not been great at home at all, they're 5-4-3. I mean, we're talking about the Sharks. If they can start to find some sort of consistency on the road, they could most definitely be talking about making their way into the playoff conversation. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself in any way, shape, or form, but you understand why that conversation is ongoing. You understand why the fact that they're only 7 points out and they've been playing so much better hockey, they've been having such a massive rectification, they've been getting contributors from everywhere, they've got two good goalies in Kaapo Kähkönen and Mackenzie Blackwood, both of whom are seemingly playing better and better and trying to one-up each other. I mean, it's fun to watch Sharks hockey right now, and it wasn't particularly fun for a while. I know that it was, listen, I'm always excited for a Sharks game, but I think there was a while there where there was just a little bit like, you're not getting rewarded for your hard work. It's not a winning product out there on the ice. It's not a whole lot of joy associated with the product. Whereas right now, you've got young guys like William Eklund, who's got 4 game winners overall this year, tied for 2nd in the NHL. You've got Fabian Zetterlund. You've got a veteran coming up from the AHL and Justin Bailey. You've got Henry Thrun, who's once again getting another opportunity with the Sharks right now due to the injuries the team is dealing with. I mean, this is fun. And the thing about the tank last night is that, and I would love to get the numbers from our staff, but I did not expect there to be a big crowd against Winnipeg. And when that crowd was roaring over the course of that game, when the Sharks had a breakaway, and when the Sharks had scoring opportunities, when they scored a goal, when they were eventually hearing the final horn sound, that crowd was loud and making themselves and their presence felt. And that, to me, is just the best thing that you can ask for. And, you know, the tank is starting to feel like the tank again. And as I've said many, many times this year, I'm getting these vibes of how it was back in the day in the 90s before the Sharks were quote unquote the Sharks. Like maybe in those early days of a guy like Patrick Marleau, you know, when he was first part of the team, or, you know, you go back to the days where Nabby was first a part of the team and, you know, Owen Nolan, and you go back to all these different times where the Sharks were becoming the franchise they would become, especially once Jumbo came over. But, you know, that's a long time ago. And right now we are having a fun team to watch with a lot of young players, with a lot of guys that we don't know very well. And, you know, Mikael Granlund is looking like the 60-point scorer that he was previously in his career. Mike Hoffman is putting shots on net and peppering and making things happen. You're watching a guy like William Eklund, like I alluded to. We've been wanting to watch him, you know, transform into the player we think he's capable of being. That's happening. You've got two good goalies right now in Blackwood and Kaapo. I mean, you're having fun watching the Sharks out there on the ice, and I'm having fun watching these games and watching the crowd come back to life and watching the tank feel like the tank once again. And it's all happening You know, when they've been out there without their captain, Logan Couture, and Logan gave some pretty big news yesterday. And that was by the way of watching him, you know, have like a hard practice out there on the ice and not just, you know, doing laps, but playing hockey in that morning skate. He also revealed that he thought that his injury, whatever it was maybe something that, you know, might end his career, end his playing time. And now he doesn't feel that way. And I hope he gets back sooner rather than later, because I think that adding a Logan Couture into this mix could be a lot of fun. I mean, listen, the Sharks right now are in seventh place in the Pacific. And I don't know if I've ever had more fun watching a team crawl out of the basement. If you think about the Sharks losing the first 11 games of the year, now being ahead of Anaheim. I mean, let's think about that, everyone. That was not on anyone's radar. That was not what anyone was thinking about. That's not where we thought things were going. And if you just watch the Sharks right now, the way they defend, especially they needed to defend better after that road trip where they did let in some goals, even if that was not always indicative of the way their defense was playing, they wanted to have a tight shutdown game. And let's not kid ourselves. Winnipeg is a good team right now. They are third place in the Central. They're only 1 point back of Dallas for second. They're only 2 points back of Colorado for first. So, you know, they're a dangerous team right now. And I think, you know what, if they were in the Metro, they'd be in second place overall. And that's, again, a team that's playing well. So this should not be overlooked. The Sharks are getting wins, and they just earned a point against Vegas on the road, and yet another comeback. Like, we're seeing a lot of heart. We're seeing a lot of action. We're seeing a lot of, you know, more happy moments out there on the ice than what we were seeing previously. That, to me, is the ultimate and is just going to be so much fun to look back on this year when all is said and done, because at this point, I have no idea where this year is going. I have no idea where the Sharks will finish up. I have no idea what we're going to be talking about by the time we get to April, because this season has been all over the place. I mean, we've had some of the worst losses in franchise history. We've had, you know, two losses in franchise history back-to-back that had not happened to any team in, you know, like 50 years. We've also had wild comebacks, 2-3-plus goal deficits in consecutive games. That's absolutely insane. That doesn't happen in the NHL, right? Like, that's just not something we talk about. And the Sharks are out here just having fun and just overall free of expectations, free of pressure. You know, everybody was talking about them having the worst players in the league, the worst roster in the history of the cap era. They were going to be the worst team in the history of the cap era overall. And now that narrative has at least momentarily been flipped on its head. And the Sharks are beating good teams. And Tomáš Hertl is looking like himself once again. And Duclair, and you know, you go down the list, all these guys that were playing way beneath what we expected of them. You know, we often talked about the regression to the mean, but for the Sharks, it's the progression to the mean. Like, they have been at the bottom where you weren't getting points from Granlund and Duclair and Hoffman, and suddenly those guys are looking like themselves, and Tomáš Hertl is looking like himself, and, you know, Mikael Granlund, after dealing with injury and being out, he wasn't looking like himself. I mean, you go down the list. The Sharks were not themselves in any way, shape, or form. So to watch this happen right now, it is a lot of fun. On the other side, we are going to talk with Mackenzie Blackwood, Mikael Granlund, and Henry Thrun, all of whom I spoke with after the win. We're also going to hear from head coach David Quinn, William Eklund, as well as Justin Bailey. So we're going to take a break a little bit earlier than usual so we can get you into that post-game sound, as well as the interviews I did with Thrun, Granny, and Blackwood. You're on Morning Time, presented by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
35 seconds left on the power play for San Jose. Hurdle behind the net, holding onto it. Gives to Duclair in the corner. Back for Granlund, who seems to have calmed down on the point. Granlund, Eklund, shot, score! William Eklund!
wraps it home from the left circle. It's a power play goal. The Sharks are in the lead, 2-1, with 4:51 to play.
Yeah, you know, it's a great power play there. I think we had a lot of opportunities before. And, you know, he, Granny, does a great play there and dragging it along and getting it over to me, and I'm trying to rip it there. So it was good.
William Eklund's game-winning goal, his fourth of the year, and his thoughts on the goal, bringing us back in on a Wednesday morning on Morning Tide. Head coach David Quinn was asked after the win about William Eklund and the necessity of him developing into a top six forward for the San Jose Sharks based upon his high draft status, and if he's seen signs of Eklund developing into that type of a player.
Yes, he's come a long way in a lot of areas, and you know, I think we're asking young players to be mature beyond their years when you're put in our situation, and he's understanding that there's an awful lot to be a really good NHL hockey player, and he's adding a lot to his game in a short period of time. I mean, his D zone has been better, his tracking has been better, his play away from the puck has gotten better, and those are things that are going to allow him to be a really good player at this level. And Zetterlund's in the same situation. Those guys are, they're great kids, they're very coachable, they want to be good, they just don't want to get points, they want to be winners, and they're certainly trending in that direction.
And when you add into that a guy like Justin Bailey, who does have plenty of NHL experience, getting his chance right now up from the Barracuda. He was up with the Sharks for that win before they went out onto the road over the Caps. He was there all throughout the six-game road trip and then factored huge in last night's game against Winnipeg. In fact, let's listen to Dan Rusinowski's call of that goal.
Pionk got it away from Hoffman, fed it to the far corner. Good pinch by Henry Thrun to keep it in play. And at the near boards, now Ruda pinches in and keeps it going. Throws it back to the right corner. Taken back. Nice feed to the point. Here's Bailey shooting it. Score! Oh, baby! Justin Bailey finishing off a brilliant feed from back behind the net. That was a wrist shot from 45 feet out. And Bailey for the San Jose Sharks gets his sixth career goal and first in a San Jose uniform. It is the Sharks 1 and the Jets nothing.
Yeah, what a snipe from Bailey to give the Sharks the early lead in this one. The Sharks never trailed. Winnipeg did come back to tie, but the Sharks found themselves with the answers time and time again. This is what Quinn had to say about Bailey after the win.
Yeah, pretty special. He's been very good since he's been up. He's added an awful lot to our team. His length, his speed, his determination, and it was a great play by Hoff finding him in that high slot.
And this is what Bailey had to offer about what's been happening with the Sharks since he's been a part of this team.
You know, like I said, you know, that was, you know, not an easy road trip on paper. And, you know, you start with Boston and, you know, we played a good game, but it wasn't exactly what we wanted. And, you know, I think we could have just said, you know, it's tough on the road. These are good teams. But, you know, instead we battled. And I think every game you saw on that road trip, it was, you know, a gritty effort that took, you know, a lot of perseverance and effort from us to not get down on ourselves when we were down and, you know, just keep pulling on the rope in the same direction and, you know, good things will work out.
That was Bailey when he was with Dan and Drew after the win. I was able to sit down with some of the guys after the win. Let's go with Henry Thrun.
All right, we've got Henry Thrun here with us after the San Jose Sharks' impressive 2-1 win over Winnipeg. So you're up, you're down, you're up again. How have the last couple days been for you, man?
They've been fun. You know, it's playing an NHL game is obviously pretty special, so it's something I don't take it for granted. So it was a lot of fun out there tonight.
Yeah, man, it was cool watching your defensive game as well because you were out there for some big defensive moments. Obviously, Granlund goes to the box there. You're out there for part of that kill as well. And just big defensive moments throughout the game. You know, when I've come to watch you at the Barracuda, I actually got a chance to call one of the games. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw more of your offensive game. You're more playing the point, transporter of the puck, playing, you know, the power play. Mm-hmm. But tonight, to see that defense flash, like that was an aspect of your game I hadn't seen as much of, but you looked extremely comfortable and very focused. So walk me through that.
Yeah, no, that's definitely been an emphasis of mine over the past two games, I think. You know, in the AHL, obviously, you get a couple more touches offensively and a little bit more opportunity to show some offensive flash. But I think for me, with my first couple of games here, trying to keep it simple and play really hard, I think it's an element in my game that I have. And sometimes I I can move away from just because I try to get involved offensively, but it's something that, you know, it's the foundation of my game. So it's something when I move to the NHL level, I feel like I tend to focus on that a little bit more.
Obviously, you're up for the game on Sunday in Vegas, mm-hmm. and that's a quick timeline. And then once again, you've got a quick timeline coming into this game.
Yep.
Did you feel more comfortable tonight, though?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's obviously coming into a team that's feeling good and have some wins under their belt in the past couple of games, which obviously helps a lot. So team feels good. It's something that, you know, you're not playing defense the entire game, which as a defenseman, mm-hmm. it helps a little bit to sort of get in the game and feel more comfortable. So, yeah, absolutely.
And how do you feel about your game? Obviously, we saw you a bit at the end of last year, mm-hmm. earlier this season, and now you're getting this third opportunity. I mean, do you feel like you're taking steps each and every time?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, you know, I feel comfortable each time I get up here, more and more comfortable every time I get an opportunity. And as you mentioned, I feel like I'm starting to add parts of my game at the NHL level. You know, the defensive part being a little bit harder. I think the offense will come. It's something I'm not overly concerned with right now, because in order to be out there to have offense, you got to be able to be trusted in the defensive zone. So for me, I'm sort of building from the net out.
I saw right when we came in, you were chatting with Blackwood as well as Capo. You know, obviously, both those guys have had great performances as of late.
Yeah.
Are there out there times when you're on the ice when you're like, man, that's a save like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're both world-class goalies. You know, Blackie made some saves tonight that I thought we were going to be down a goal when the guy released the puck. So, I mean, they're unbelievable players, and they're great guys to have around, too, especially as a young defenseman. You know, they talk to me a lot and sort of help me out just through different calls and different reads.
Yeah. No, it's interesting to watch, obviously, because you're stepping into a situation where you haven't been here through the entirety. I mean, that's yeah. difficult, right? I mean, I was just talking to Bailey about that, you know, right before this road trip that they were just on. He came up for one game, and then mm-hmm. suddenly he's doing everything he can to make himself a part of the lineup. Is that how you're viewing it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's something that I'm adjusting to, obviously, with my first year pro. Sort of the mentality of wherever you are, you got to show up and play and try to help the team win. So, you know, in the past 8 months, I think I've played for four different teams, so it's kind of you learn to adjust on the fly and find ways you can help teams win, and I feel that I can provide value in both ends of the ice, which I think is something that it helps me sort of get more opportunities, and I feel that I'm just continuing to grow my game.
Are they calling you anything other than Threnny these days? Are there any other nicknames that have entered the fray?
I go by Hank a lot.
Hank?
Yeah, Hank. I like
that's
I like
old
Hank.
School.
Yeah, no, I like Hank and some of the guys calling that, so I like that one.
Nice, nice. Well, Hank, thank you very much, yeah. man. I appreciate it. Keep it rolling, all right?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hank Thrun. I love it. Next up, Mikael Granlund. All right, we've got Mikael Granlund after the Sharks' 2-1 win over Winnipeg Tuesday night at the Tank. Another game, another point for you, man. Like, when I'm watching you out there on the ice, you're looking exactly like the guy that was scoring mid to high 60s a few years ago. Do you feel like you're that guy again?
Honestly, I feel better. it's been a while the way I'm skating and all that, so I feel really good out there, and obviously being healthy now, so hopefully I can keep it going and even get better.
Yeah, I mean, we go back to the first game of the year. You were injured, I believe, on the second shift of that game. You had to spend some time out, you know, dealing with that injury, but now you're back and you're playing your game, and the team obviously is playing a much better level of hockey. What's it been like from your point of view? You know, this is your first year with the team, but to watch things turn around the way they have.
Well, it's been a big turnaround when you think about where we were a month ago. It was not good at all. You know, a lot of games we didn't have even a chance. So, you know, the way we've been playing lately, you know, creating more offense and obviously defending better, and everything goes together, and individually when your team plays better, individually you get better, and obviously, you know, there's been a lot of good things lately, and you know, that was a really long, hard road trip we mm-hmm. had, and that, you know, gave us energy. You know, we can play against any team in this league, so right. You know, good to get it going again here at home. You know, it's not easy after a long road trip.
Well, you guys won leading into that road trip, in which you go 3-2-1. You get 7 out of a possible 12 points. Then you come back again. You've got one before you go back out on the road, but you get another win. I mean, there is some people that will say, oh, they're keeping it rolling. Or is the angle of like, no, this is just who we are now? Is it not about momentum? Is it just playing to the level that you guys have shown that you're capable of now?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're showing we can play against any team. We went to some really tough buildings, played really good. Obviously, played against a really good team tonight. So, we're playing good. Obviously, you got to go game by game, but that gives you a little bit confidence when you see like you can beat some of these teams and mm-hmm. and not even beat, but just like play good. You know, play the way we're playing. That gives a lot of confidence. And if you keep playing the right way, the way we're playing, you have a chance every game.
It's been fun watching both Capo and McKenzie do their thing, because those guys, they make big saves. It seems like both of them are trying to one up each other in a friendly fashion. And once again, Blackwood tonight was just making huge saves.
Yeah, they've been great throughout the whole season. Even the really tough start we were having, it was not about them. They were playing great in those games. So it's great to have two good goaltenders. And, obviously they're playing great. And obviously there's some breakdowns in our game. So they keep making those big saves, and that's huge for us.
Along the way, you've had a Bailey come into the lineup. Tonight it was Henry Thrun for a second consecutive game. Obviously, it looks like these guys are coming in without skipping a beat. Is that a testament to how well the room is working together right now?
Yeah, and it's a testament for those guys. They've been really good. You look at Bailey, how he's been. He's brought us a lot of energy the way he's skating, forechecking, and I think Henry is. That guy has a really bright future in this league. You can tell it, like he's a great player. So it's good to have them stepping up like they've done, and obviously the whole team. We're more predictable out there, so it's easier to come into the team.
Right on, man. Well, I will let you go. Congrats on the win, and I'll bug you again soon, all right?
Thank you.
And last but not least, McKenzie Blackwood.
All right, we've got McKenzie Blackwood after the Sharks 2-1 win over Winnipeg. Another one of these games, man, where just no room for error, and that's exactly what you provided. You made big save after big save. Looked like you were seeing the puck really well out there. You made some, the athletic, acrobatic saves that we've seen you make time and time again this year. But, I mean, you looked like you felt good. Is that the overall takeaway?
Yeah, for sure. I felt pretty good tonight. Saw the puck well, and obviously, the team did a good job of boxing out and cleaning up garbage in front of the net. So, great game.
Your rebound control looked like it was really on point in this one. It seemed like when you were getting a puck in, you were able to redirect it right towards another guy out there in Teal. Is that accurate?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, sometimes, when pucks come around legs or get tipped and stuff, there's nothing you can really do with them except get behind them. But, when they're not and they're clean, you can kind of put them where you want, unless it's like a grade A right in the slot. But for the most part, those B, C shots, danger-wise, just trying to put them in an area where your team can skate onto them and get rid of them.
The one that did get past you, it was a tip in there. It looked like you were still reaching for it. Like, you saw it. Is that just a matter of, it's impossible to be that fast to get to it?
No, it's not impossible, but, I'm looking around a couple bodies to my right, and I see where I think it's going, so I put, my glove out to where I thought it was going, and it wasn't there when I arrived on the other side. So mm-hmm. It's just stuff like that where sometimes it doesn't go your way, but we got some bounces tonight.
It seems like you and Capo are not in competition with each other, but like a friendly competition to have just huge performance one night after the next. And if we look at back just over a month ago when you guys got that first win against Philadelphia, and what everything that's transpired since then, so much of it has been surrounding big nights by the two of you. Like, do you feel like you're pushing each other?
For sure. I mean, it's healthy for us to push each other, but at the same time, I'm his number one fan when I'm not playing. I try and support him. He's a great guy. I'm lucky to be, partners with someone like that. And I think for us, it's just a matter of, building each other up. It's a long year, so
right.
It's tough if you have a guy that you don't get along with. But we're fortunate to have each other.
We did a thing the other day on the 1991 Club with Nabby and Brian Boucher, because they were the tandem back in the day. And it's interesting to hear that talk about that relationship between a goalie tandem, because I think it's something people don't probably realize enough. Is like you said, like, you're his number one fan and he's your number one fan.
Yeah. I mean, it's huge. I mean, if you have, you know, a year like we've had, you know, to start, and then not only that, you know, that guy and you are battling and stuff like that, you know, it's just a lot on your plate. But, you know, I think having a great relationship, you know, building each other up, it just helps you get through good times, bad times, just makes the whole year a lot better.
You guys are winning at home. You're coming off a road trip in which you were 3-2-1 and got 7 out of 12 points. You come back home for one, you get the win, and now you're headed back out onto the road again. I mean, is this feel like you're just – is it even a matter of keeping it rolling there anymore, or does this just feel like who you guys are?
It was huge for us tonight, you know, winning a different way. You know, the last couple games we've won, it's been a little bit bigger scores, but mind you, we're on the road in other people's buildings and stuff, so it's a little bit more difficult. But, you know, I think we're definitely building and growing as a team, and, you know, I think we're taking steps together, and it's showing.
McKenzie, thank you for your time as always, man. Congrats on the win, and I'll be bugging you again soon, all right?
Thank you.
All right, we're out of time. I will see you on Friday for the build-up. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
You've been listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.